What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment. If there are two things Mom will like this Mother's Day, it's a spa treatment or a day on the golf course at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca. Change it up and purchase a resort gift card this year. Call 630-773-1400 or visit EaglewoodResort.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy, never being in the mood, and when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works. I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We begin with football news. And the Bears have signed their top two draft picks, wide receiver Kevin White, along with defensive tackle Eddie Goldman. They each get long-term deals. Meanwhile, the rookie camp is coming up this weekend from Hallis Hall. Also in the NFL, the league has determined that the New England Patriots probably deflated footballs during the AFC Championship game and that quarterback Tom Brady was, quote, now generally aware of what was happening, but so far there is no word on any fines or suspensions. Meanwhile, all eyes in the NBA will be gazing on Cleveland tonight as the Bulls and the Cavaliers go at it again in game two of their series, and Derrick Rose says the Bulls remain extremely confident.
You got to have confidence coming in here, coming to the city where their fans are great. They're everything to the city, and you know that it's going to be really hectic in their next game. So just got to come out prepared and make sure that we're all communicating and making sure that we stop the momentum, their momentum again.
And tonight's game starts shortly after 6 o'clock Chicago time. Turning to hockey, the Blackhawks will try and polish off the Wild up in Minnesota tomorrow night, and Patrick Kane knows the Hawks are in a good spot, but...
I mean, we can't be satisfied with where we're at. I think it's a good position to be in. You know, obviously, we'd be very happy if you told us we'd be in this position before the series, and Got to keep it going. We know the hardest game is the one to close it out, and we'll come back here next game and try to do that.
And in baseball, it's Chris Sale and the White Sox hosting the Tigers tonight. Meanwhile, John Lester and the Cubs again in St. Louis. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the score later this evening when the Sox again play host to the Tigers. It all begins with the pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, David Schuster.
We're just in here talking about noodles and stuff.
Yeah, noodles and stuff.
I like noodles.
Places to get noodles.
This show always gets back to noodles and dumplings and things.
Yeah.
Noodles and dumplings.
Well,
and
you know, I've been fascinated by the parallel evolution of indigenous dumplings for a while now, and I want to get that dumpling truck going. Open a dumpling joint.
There's a book in there for you.
Yeah. You know, I'll open it in the dumpling district.
You could do it without a Charmin. I bet Mark Kurlansky's probably written it, because anything interesting about food, he's already beaten everybody to.
I don't know who that is. Thank you to our guests, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
Although food writers are dying around here. You better watch it.
Be careful.
Coming to town here, you're like Daryl Kyle.
It's like people at the Lincoln. It's like animals at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah, the elephants. Yep. Also food writers.
Wow.
Sam Fells from the Committed Indian joined us earlier in the show. Steve Stone with some White Sox conversation that needed to be had and will need to be had for a little while.
Calling them a good baseball team. Well, Stoney, look to your left because he's doing it.
Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet joined us to talk Bulls and Cavs, and Ethan Skolnick from Bleacher Report on all things
NBA. How about
NBA.
My Tibbs Rockets thing?
I saw it. You raised your arms in celebration. Damn, you were like Patrick Kane after you scored the goal.
Let's go!
Come on, bring it here. Bring it in. Give me your hugs. Give me your hugs. Give me your accolades.
He's not yelling Kaner.
He is. He is now. He understands. He's become a hip-hop artist where it's just self-aggrandizing. Kaner! Who scored just now? Me! Kaner!
Bring me your hugs.
Right.
Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, excuse me.
Nick Poplowski.
and Adam Harris are the producers.
Adam was sick, though. We got to check on Adam. We got to do a wellness check on Adam.
Speaking of one of your producers, I mentioned the other day after the weekend that my car smelled like a combination of Egg McMuffins and hockey. Mm-hmm. And somebody said that they always imagined that that's exactly what Jay Zawoski smelled like.
Just Jay himself, not his car.
It's not far off, honestly. I do prefer bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, right, but
okay,
boy,
sorry.
It'll work.
It smells like Grant Fuhr and syrup.
Grant Fuhr.
Didn't he have the goop on his neck,
yeah.
Though?
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was
scared all the brothers away from the sport for a little while.
We did a couple important things today. One of them, Brian Gertz does it well.
You get that skin stuff.
Watch 670.
Why do the brothers have to sound like Joe Kane? I think you should aspire to it.
Can a brother get a phone call?
He just smelled bad.
Godzuki looked like the local wildlife.
Hey, speaking of Godzuki, there's a guy.
Bulls gonna win the Super Bowl.
No, Godzuki,
Keith Jennings.
Keith Jennings. He had sausage neck.
He did have sausage neck.
And keloids.
What are keloids?
Certain people, you know, bump up.
Oh, really the bumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Razor bumps?
The back of your head like a Nestle's Crunch Bar if your barber's dirty.
Hey, wait a minute.
What did Joe King say? He goes, yeah, Godzuki turned his head back. It looked like a six-pack of Smoky Links.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that.
The wavy head or the sausage neck?
We wanted to field a whole basketball team of sausage neck guys.
Wasn't
today.
That a reggae group? Wavy head and sausage. You had Shane Battier, Scottie Pippen, Greg Oden, who had the wavy head, which is like the waves in the head.
The Sharpay look.
Yeah. Here's some text from earlier. Derek Coleman is in the Sausage Neck Hall of Fame.
He is.
I love this one. This guy says.
Any fat brother, pretty much just name him.
Late era Sean Kemp.
Just Ted Washington, anybody, whatever you need.
How about Tractor Trailer?
Oh, well, let's go.
R.I.P. Yeah.
R.I.P.
This one from Brian and Berwin. We have a guy.
I was thinking of Keith
Trailer. Yeah, Brian Berwin says, we have a guy at work that we call Mr. Johnsonville because of the back of his neck. Looks like that's he's got awful. A pack of brats in the back
it'd
of his neck.
It'd be even better if the guy doesn't know why you're calling him Mr.
We
Johnson.
Did it. We did a Friday Fung of
sausage necks?
No, of nicknames that you got, creative nicknames that people got for odd reasons that they didn't know they had. Oh, like there was a guy I know who, one of his fraternity terrible. Brothers was nicknamed Rocky, and he thought it was because he got to school one year after he worked out and he swole up a little bit. And they actually called him Rocky because he looked like Rocky Dennis from Mask. Oh. And he didn't know.
Did he have a biker gang that was taking advantage of his mom?
Another guy said there was a woman at work they referred to as the quad because she's overweight and her bra's too tight. Jesus. And it looks like that she's got a set on her back too.
Right. They
referred to her as the quad.
Oh, well.
That was a great show. We should do that again.
No, you shouldn't because it feels like...
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we definitely should. What?
We absolutely should.
Yeah, we had a few special names in Atlanta for people that we worked with every once in a while.
Like who?
Well, come on. There's some guys who worked in Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Special name for old quarterback keeper.
I gotcha.
Yeah, we called one guy Squirrely who was in charge of everything, and he thought it was like a compliment. And like, no, dude, you're Squirrely. Like, no one trusts you. So, yeah, it was it was a weird time there in Atlanta. Thank God. Thank God I'm back home. So, fellas, what you guys got going on today?
What's the wording? We're likely, reasonably aware of what we're going to do on our show.
Generally aware.
We're generally aware.
Tom Brady was generally aware. Mm-hmm. I love that the dude's name is Jastrzemski. That's perfect.
I'll tell you the best I ever saw deflating the football.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's the guy. That's the guy. But and Brady would not turn over his cell phone to Ted Wells.
Well, he doesn't have to.
Because he's got no subpoena power and there's other things probably.
Tom Brady.
He's got 300 pictures of he and Giselle have exchanged.
Or of the little special six rounder that he's holding on to.
The Brady six. He's got 25 pictures of the Brady six.
What do you think of this? I ain't got to wear no Crocs.
He's posing with Justin Verlander too.
Right, exactly, with that weird grin. Just hey, I'm bad at baseball, but I can't my girl him. Roll hard.
You know,
anymore.
Really, that Brady, throughout the years, he has no discernible friends unless he rents an airplane and puts a few guys as teammates on it.
How do we know?
Who do you know? I've read plenty of stuff about him. Who do you know in sports? It's a friend of Tom Brady.
Oh, in sports.
Does he have that crew of like little dudes that Clayton Kershaw has?
Yeah, yes.
You see Clayton Kershaw's crew?
Like dwarves?
No, they're like a bunch of like nerds that hang out with Clayton Kershaw. They're like childhood friends, and he took a picture with them. And
there's
like four or five different like little, like he's a giant, like
little
great
people?
Baseball player.